A weak solidarity brekkie team listener when, in the logic and consistency department, top marks to caring employers and the state of Texas. We commented last week that caring employers argue casual and gig workers have their sick leave included in the fabulous cornucopic casual rate they usually don't receive, and therefore there's no need for them to receive the crippling conditions with which full-time workers cripple their caring employers. But then, as COVID rips, argued the government must pick up their sick leave payments for these very workers. With Anthony Albing Uzi, Big Supremo, saying, no, that's it, and then displaying his firm resolve as the sundry chambers of profits and the usual media suspects like Lord Rupert of Wapping attacked this as grossly unfair, he called a special Saturday National Cabinet meeting to backflip, realise his mistake, and accept that the public coffers are responsible for caring employers' sick leave responsibilities, obligations. Receiving loud plaudits from caring employers, which will continue until, pretty shortly, caring employers discover other crippling conditions for which the government must be responsible. While the state of Texas? Well, Texas is leading the way in declaring that as soon as a swimming sperm hits a woman's egg, that micro is a human being, and therefore abortion is illegal. Now, a woman who was fined a few hundred dollars for driving in a lane restricted to vehicles carrying more than one person is arguing that she is pregnant, and therefore, under the Texas abortion argument, there were two people in the car. But in this case, the state of Texas says no. In this case, the fetus is not a human being. She is appealing the decision, but can we spot the odd touch of inconsistency in the state of Texas logic? If we're still baffled, clue. Had she said she'd have an abortion based on the traffic lane ruling, the fetus would instantly become a human being. On that, good to see the Catholic bishops upholding the love thy neighbour, we're all born equal democracy bit by vetoing the majority of non-bishops who voted for women, to have a greater role in and say in the dear baby Jesus Church. Goodness me, we don't want them moving into the 16th century too quickly. And a major theological dispute in Mallorca over a 15th century convent, which the nuns hadn't lived in since 2014 because it was dilapidated, so the holy bishop claimed it as his property, his diocese property, same thing. And the dear baby Jesus nuns took it to court, saying they had lived there since 1485. Gee, nuns do live a long time, don't they? And the court ruled in their favour. Great theological philosophy involved, we say? Well, yes, the big theological argument summed up in the final sentence to the story. The 69,000 square feet building sits on prime land. See? Never let a big pile of lovely, lovely money get between a bishop and a nun. Love thy neighbour. Ditto, in another brilliant move, big economic guru Jim Chalmers Capital has appointed three capitalist economists to review whether the Reserve Profit Bank Board has too many capitalist economists. And the My Word is a Quick Learner Award to caring business class party economic guru and former Minister for Fossils, Angus Taylings, who attacked the government's proposed 43% fossil reduction by 2030 legislation, asking, what will it cost? Who will suffer? Who's going to pay for it? We've got to give it to Angus. He's a quick learner, isn't he? Biddy can explain that the weather extremes ravaging the planet have nothing to do with climate change, if there is such a thing, because Angus and his fossilised colleagues know there is not such a thing. To make matters worse for poor Angus, crossbenchers and the Greens are insisting that the 43% isn't nearly enough. Imagine how much more that would cost. Who would pay? Certainly not paying the great fossil behemoths announcing record super obscene profits as the price of coal and gas soars along with their CO2 and methane, Angus knows, are harmless. Campaigning against the Queensland government's increase in royalties based on the super obscene profits, and threatening the New South Wales government, which is also considering attempting to get a little more out of the super obscene profits based on the specious argument that the profits are extracted from a public asset. These great international corporate citizens declare righteously, greedy governments wanting a bit, little bit, that is, of the obscene profits, is the obscene bit. But we don't have to say it. Three headlines in the True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review this week sum up the gross injustice of greedy government. Cash windfall for Woodside Santos on high gas prices. Whitehaven urges New South Wales to keep hands off coal cash cow. Queensland royalty rise will scare investors, BHP. And as we know, they are good corporate citizens. Another fossil, oil, led another fossil, US of the UN, of the US of the world, big supremo Joe Biden capital, to his new very close friend, Saudi Arabia's crown prince, making sure he did not pour oil onto troubled waters. And anyway, as his very close friend explained, those troubled waters could happen anywhere, places like, well, Turkey, for instance. Although he did show a touch of ingratitude by pointing out the US of itself had abused human rights by torture at Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo. God, he could have gone on all day. Alleged abuses, of course, and then, if only in the international interests of liberty, freedom and democracy, thus ensuring two wrongs make a right. And you couldn't get too much more right than the Crown Prince and Joe. And as for the 9/11 culprits being Saudis, well, the US has taken its revenge. Justice has been served, making Saudi pay by attacking, bombing and slaughtering in Iraq and Afghanistan and Libya and Syria, again showing the cathartic value of a fossil. Oil comes straight to the point. Joe came straight to the point. Wonder if the Saudis gave him COVID. If they did, he might have to send in the Marines to, say, Sudan, for instance. And just when we thought we'd seen or heard the last of poor old Barnacle, lost in the anonymity of the back bench, he bobbed up to declare the government wasn't doing nearly enough to prevent foot and mouth disease getting into True Blue Aussie. And for once, we should take Barnacle's raving seriously, because if nothing else, he's an expert in the foot-in-mouth department. On that, notice former big economic guru Josh Friedem Icebergs has won himself a job with transnational investment banker Goldman Sachs, showing that these days everything he touches ends up with Sachs. Upon his death this week, the True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review said Dean Wills, real name, who had a string of corporate CEO and directorships, including big supremo at tobacco giant WD&HO Wills, later Amatil, which also included Coca-Cola, had a long decorated business career, decorated for tobacco and Coca-Cola and salt and sugar and fat junk foods, using food very loosely. He's now joined the millions his products killed, and his beneficiaries can benefit from his will. Now, this item would have long decorated business career Dean turning in his grave as the hoped-for consensus in the government's job summit between caring employers and evil unions has been threatened by, yeah, we guessed it, the evil unions, with the ACTU declaring it wants it to ensure workers receive a bigger share of national income. Showing lazy, avaricious workers are as greedy and untrue blue Aussie as those governments wanting more royalties from the super obscene profits. And all this is the aforementioned big economic guru Jim Chalmers Capital conceded, sadly, against his principles, that until inflation is reined in, brought under control, wages will have to fall further and further behind the cost of living. But then, when, we can be sure the socialist government and caring employers will announce, now we can have a wage rise, the time is right, now workers can enjoy a higher share of national income. It's what all caring employers want, as their odds on to tell the job summit. And it's just that they can't see how it can be achieved in the current economic climate without workers pulling their fingers out and becoming more productive. Why, big supremo Anthony Albanese said he wants the summit to be as successful as former big supremo nuclear hawks getting Troubler Aussie together summit. So that's exciting news for all of us, listener, especially evil unions. So let's hope the evil unions don't thwart his wishes by calling for something as unrealistic as workers receiving a bigger share of the national income. Be thankful for small mercies, for very, very small mercies. Finally, a couple of apropos of nothings. The Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin had a photo of a couple swimming at Brighton Beach, the icebergs, on one of the freezing mornings this week, and their name is Waters. Just thought I'd toss that in. Same department, those ubiquitous ads for corporate bookies, and one of them, Betfair, has used a condition, quote, to suspend or terminate an account with or without cause, to ban one punter, but certainly with cause. Because the punter was betting unfair. He kept winning. They had no choice. Although notice in all those ads, 100% of punters win, and the corporate bookie is so happy for them. Why, on the Racing Channel, they even have the bookies coming on telling the punters what they think is good value, what they should back. Any punter who follows that advice. Oh, no, no, one more finally. Notice former State Minister for Being a Minister, Adam Som Rack Up the Rorts, said after a damning report into Rorts, he had been exonerated. Interesting to know his definition of guilty. Good morning.